GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Firefighters in Southern California battling multiple wildfires still. Winds are backing off today, and questions are rising about water issues when fires broke out. An L.A. Department of Water and Power official tells ABC News the Santa Ynez Reservoir in Pacific Palisades has been closed due to repairs to its cover.
As crews battled the fast-moving flames, firefighters were hampered by low water pressure and fire hydrants running dry. Officials say the city's water system simply wasn't designed to deliver such large volumes of water at once.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. President-elect Trump sentenced today in his New York hush money trial with no penalty. The judge imposed an unconditional discharge for Trump's conviction of falsifying business records and payments to Stormy Daniels. TikTok's fate in the U.S. up to the Supreme Court. Justices heard arguments today and will decide if the China-owned parent company should be banned later this month due to national security risks. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin woman who claimed she stabbed a sixth-grade classmate 19 times in 2014 as a way to honor the horror character Slender Man will be released from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Boren ordered Morgan Geiser's release yesterday. Geiser pleaded guilty to the attempted first-degree intentional homicide back in 2018 and was sent to the psychiatric institute due to mental illness. The judge says Geiser's crime was a brutal and terrible offense, but she has maximized her treatment options and is no longer a safety risk. The Department of Health Services must now set up a plan for Geiser to be housed in a group home. Anissa Weyer, her co-defendant in the case, was released in 2021. They were 12 at the time of the attack. The first Safe Haven baby box in New Wisco will be dedicated at the Howard Fire Station No. 1 next week. Safe Haven baby boxes offer a secure option for mothers in crisis who can't care for their newborns. Howard Village officials say there are only three other Safe Haven baby boxes in Wisconsin, and they're all in the southern half of the state. When the Oshkosh Area School District started planning consolidation of the Westside Middle Schools, it was unaware of airport zoning changes that meant new school construction or expansion could not occur at the current South Park Middle School site. Now it owns five properties adjacent to the school that it can't use. Superintendent Brian Davis.
And we got approval from the county and the city to be able to resell those lots as residential lots and for those people that would buy those lots to be able to put up housing.
Now the district is asking voters to decide on a $197 million referendum to consolidate the middle schools with a new building at the Shapiro STEM Academy site. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. The forecast calls for mostly sunny skies and a high of 39. So what are the fans like at Lincoln Financial Field? I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney, who's played there several times when he was with the Giants.
It's a tough environment. It's loud. Obviously, the fans are like super rowdy. No, they got a good fan base. You know, they got fans that go hard for their team, and which they should. Yeah, it's a good environment for sure.
Basketball, the Badgers host Minnesota tonight. The Bucks are in Orlando against the Magic. Doc Rivers says when he brings in A.J. Green, it's not only for the three-point shot, but defense as well.
When we bring him in, we're bringing in another defensive player. We look at that, and I don't know if the other teams realize that. He is a terrific defensive player. He's competitive. He's tough, and he takes the right shot. So he's been fantastic for us.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today, with high temperatures flirting with 30 degrees. Spotty snow showers are possible throughout the day, only putting down a trace. With some sunshine expected early tomorrow, we will see more snow pushing in overnight and through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates.
You see how simple that is? There's a vote. You certify the results. Democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win. But that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of the documentary Gold, Paige McKenna, into the studio. And with a preview of the next episode of New Wisco Weekend, host Lisa Hale stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. We made it, folks. You can be a part of this fine production, 855-752-4842, 855-75-Civic. Got Jess P.S. working on the board, and Jess as hell. Today's edition of Dom and Friends, Earl Ingram, Swapping Thursdays, coming up on Friday. You can check his show out Monday through Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m.
It's better swapping Thursdays than spit.
Well, hey, we never kiss like that. Or like, that. Don't knock until you try it, brother. Oh, man. Lots of things to get to today. Of course, the sentencing of the president-elect, if that's what we're going to call it, we'll get there as well. Fire is still raging in Los Angeles, and the political circus and lack of empathy from conservatives and MAGA is a striking to behold. And of course, here in the state of Wisconsin, we do have a Supreme Court race coming up in April, if you can believe it, Earl, man. I thought those ads were done. They're going to start ramping up again real soon. Brad Schimmel, the former attorney general in the state of Wisconsin under the Walker administration. And on the way out the door, Walker handed him a cushy little job as a circuit court judge. And Earl, Dan Bice of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is reporting that Judge Schimmel, he really, really likes this job for a couple of reasons. Here's a quote from Brad Schimmel. The circuit judge gig is nice. You know, we have a private bathroom. Seriously, it's under Supreme Court rules. We have to have a private bathroom. I think that's crazy. I'm not giving that up, he said. And not only that, additional perks, Earl, or can I call you Judge Ingram someday? You get to set your own hours. I set the hours. Certainly, I got to get the cases done, but I can decide. You know what? If I want to do golf on Thursday afternoon, I can do that. Brad Schimmel. Another one. I'm home for dinner most nights now. I shoot in two sporting clay leagues. Or I was until I made the announcement to run for Supreme Court. I was shooting in two sporting clays league a week. I was doing all this, playing band rehearsals. Man, Earl, Judge Schimmel wants to be Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. And he really, really, really likes the bathroom. I mean, are these the important issues driving the justice these days?
You know, Dominic, if you've been around this thing that we do as long as we have, we know who Brad Schimmel is.
Yeah.
And we knew before he even got this promotion from Scott Walker. And there's nothing about Brad Schimmel that cries that I would feel comfortable with him as a Supreme Court justice. You know, it's you almost don't believe the things that are happening. They just, all these things just don't make sense. Could you have believed 10 years ago that Brad Schimmel would be talked about. I've heard him on conservative talk radio going back even maybe a little bit longer than that. He's a lightweight.
Yeah.
Dominic.
Yes, I mean, he is.
You've heard him, right?
Yeah, we certainly have. Over the years, we've covered him. We've played him.
Right. And the fact that this man is that close to becoming a state Supreme Court justice is amazing to me. Now, they've had some doozies.
what was the guy's name? Michael Gableman?
the guy who choked.
Oh, Prosser, who recently passed away.
He just died.
Mm-hmm.
That choked, you know, the woman.
Yeah, choked a fellow Supreme Court justice.
hey, David Prosser. I mean, come on.
Yeah. The bar, is it across the board, Earl? I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm getting older, man. You know what I mean? But it seems like the bar, it continues to drop. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's been historically over the course of this country that judges would attack and choke other judges. I would like to think that doesn't happen, but it happened in this case, in Prosser's case, and nothing became of it because he couldn't vote on it, and other people he recused other people. Anyway, then nothing happened. No big deal. Michael Gableman gets in there, right? And what a piece of work he was. He gets out. We all know that Robin Voss hired this cat for this investigating the election thing to try to appease the megas. And what a disaster that was, costing millions of dollars and so forth. Eventually fired by the guy who hired him, calling him a disgrace and an embarrassment. Well, what about the judgment of the guy who hired him? And of course, Brad Schimmel, man. I mean, I remember Brad Schimmel back in the day when he was running for AG to begin with. He was on Vicki McKenna's show. And she was asking him questions. He didn't have a website. He didn't know anything, man. He came across as a total lightweight. And at the conclusion of that interview, which I played and heard many times, McKenna was like, "Well, you know, I hope some other Republicans step up to run for this job. I mean, if you're not ready for some very simple questions, maybe you shouldn't run." Now, like most of the toadies, these Republicans eventually come around to support their own. But when you have a Supreme Court justice nominee being interviewed and he's bragging about the private bathroom, it just seems kind of weird to me. A quote from Michael Brown from A Better Wisconsin Together. He said this. After voters delivered their verdict and he lost his 2018 election, Schimmel landed a job he never applied for in a case study for political cronyism. And now he's on the record bragging about the perks of the job, like how great it is to ditch work whenever he feels like it to spend time on his hobbies. This is peak Brad Schimmel. Now, the Republicans, they pushed back, Earl. Jacob Fisher, a spokesman for Schimmel, said that liberal elites continue to show themselves as comically out of touch. Quote, "Learning nothing from November, they attack a conservative for loving his work, spending time with his family, playing in a band, supporting cops, and participating in a sporting clay league." He also noted that during the interview, a Democratic sheriff praised Schimmel for supporting law enforcement. You know, it's not that I object to a dude playing in a band. So what? Good, man. Good for you. You got to have a hobby. But how... bragging about the perks in the bathroom and setting your own schedule, those kinds of things, that does not endear you to me anyway. And certainly wouldn't you be talking about your ability, your judgment, perhaps? Because isn't that really what this is about? Or is it really not? It's just political cronyism.
Well, you know, Dominic, because, again, you and I have had, I don't want to call it the pleasure of listening to Brad Schimmel, but have heard him many times, you know that intellectually, what do you want as a Supreme Court justice? You certainly want somebody who intellectually, we're talking about only a handful of people, Dominic, who basically, you know, are the outside of the United States Supreme Court, state Supreme Court justices have to be very bright people, right? And most of them are. And maybe that's the reason why almost all of them are women at the state level. Yeah. You know, I'm just
women
saying.
Get stuff done, Earl. I'm just saying.
But Schimmel,
yeah,
man, I've heard him over the years, Dominic. I'm just saying, I've never heard Brad Schimmel say, and this is not because I'm not a Republican, but there's nothing that I ever heard come out of Brad Schimmel's mouth over well over a decade that led me to believe I who should be making the toughest decisions that impact and affect. This has nothing to do with Democrat or Republican, Dominic. I've heard the man. The man is not, he's not mentally fit to be a Supreme Court justice, man.
Earl Ingram joining me today. You can do so as well, 855.
Hey, last thing, Dominic.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Google Brad Schimmel. Those of you in the audience.
Google him.
Google is a great tool.
Yes.
And hear it for yourself.
Your Google ain't broke. Mark from Sussex, he texts in today at 855-752-4842. Now, Mark's a conservative cat. The station, and for sure Earl, are obviously losing it since Trump's victory. Schimmel is very qualified. Well, if you consider qualified, you know, he did win the AG, but I mean, that was not a great tenure. And you can go back and look at the history of that. I think the rape kits issue was something there as well. Then he gets appointed by Walker on Walker's way out the door for the cushy job with the private bathroom and setting his own schedule. And ultimately, what it comes down to, I would say Mark from Sussex, as Earl said, you think he's qualified? Google the man. Man, listen to the guy talk on topics. I mean, for real, I'm with you, man. Earl, I mean, the guy seemingly is a lightweight and over his head. Now, maybe he can play a mean bass, but I don't think he needs to be in the Wisconsin Supreme Court for a 10-year term.
You think he plays bass?
I think he plays bass, yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bass player.
Just sit in the background hitting those four strings. No shade to bass players.
No, we love the musicians. So yes, there's concern there, and it is a 10-year term, and maybe I got a little of the Walker hangover, Earl, you know, because I remember those days, man. We started out back then, and we listened to that, and he was always around. I was just, man, like, had enough of Brad Schimmel and that whole thing. Like, be like Scott Walker running for Wisconsin Supreme Court, because that's basically what it is. I mean, maybe a little better than Scott Walker, but not much, man.
It's the reason I suggested. You don't have to take my word for it. They couldn't find anybody more intelligent than Brad Schimmel. Yeah,
no primary, Earl. So what? Everyone's getting behind him. There's nobody on the Republican, conservative, independent, libertarian side that can do the job, that has the intellectual will and capacity to be a Wisconsin Supreme Court judge. Schimmel's the best and the brightest. You know, when people talk about, when we think about like the presidential election, Earl, we got Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Is this the best we have to offer? This, that kind of criticism. Man, I'll throw that right in this situation too. Is Brad Schimmel the best the Republicans have to offer? And of course it's not, but what he is, he's a loyal foot soldier, Earl. He will do the things and make the calls on those partisan issues. And most rulings that come out of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, even with conservative leanings or liberal leanings, most are not weighted specifically to the partisan makeup. But the ones that matter, like to voting rights and whatnot, you know where Brad Schimmel is going to fall. And for that matter, you also know where his opponent, Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford, where she's going to fall as well. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Earl Ingram joining me today as well. Just PS on the board. You folks on the phones, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's Bedroom Mini Fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. A
Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. We made it, folks. 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me today. Just PS on the board. You folks on the lines. 855-75-CIVIC. Be patient. We will get to you. Another local headline, Earl. I want to throw this out there for your and the audience's consideration. My buddy Scott hit me up on this one. Wisconsin Independent Josh Israel reporting. Republicans move to repeal a law that saves older Americans billions in health care costs. Yeah, because that's what the people are clamoring for. Bear with me as I read a few paragraphs from the report in here, and then I want your opinions. And, of course, Wisconsin Republican, U.S. Tom Tiffany. Tom Tiffany's leading the charge, baby. And 15 other House Republicans filed a bill to completely repeal the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Biden's health care and clean energy infrastructure law, repeal of the law, would significantly increase costs for millions of Americans' consumers. Now, the bill in 2022 was passed by Democratic majorities in Congress without a single Republican vote in favor. It authorized $369 billion in energy and climate change infrastructure investment, capped out-of-pocket prescription drug and insulin costs for millions of older Americans. Yeah, that's nice. Authorize the Medicare program to negotiate with pharmaceutical companies to lower prices on commonly used drugs. Wow, there's a concept that works. And provided funding to the Internal Revenue Service to modernize its operations, crack down on wealthy tax evaders. Well, hold on now. Now, on January 1st, an Inflation Reduction Act provision went into effect that limits out-of-pocket prescription drug copayments by Medicare Part D subscribers to just $2,000 annually. For nearly, Earl, 19 million Americans, this will mean an average savings of $400 in 2025. With those highest prescription drug costs, will save an average of $2,500 a year. Now, the first 10 medication price reductions negotiated under the law will go into effect in 2026, saving Medicare Part D recipients an estimated $1.5 billion in out-of-pocket costs annually and saving the Medicare program about $6 billion a year, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Now, we talk about these Republicans, they're very concerned about these things going bust. Well, here's something. Apparently, it's going to save the program $6 billion a year. Imagine negotiating for prices. Now, here's the numbers. A September poll by KFF Health found 85% of registered voters supported Medicare drug pricing negotiation, including 77% of Republicans. More than two-thirds of those surveyed backed extending the law's $2,000 out-of-pocket prescription drug cap and its $35 a month cap on insulin costs for Medicare beneficiaries to those with other insurance policies. So if you're not on the Medicare, this doesn't apply to you. But they would like, according to this,
more than two-thirds think this should be expanded. So, Earl, Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin, a congressman, and these Republicans, their bright idea to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act is going to make it more expensive, drive up costs for 17 million seniors, man. 19 million seniors. Now, how is that helping, you know, deal with the inflationary policies caused by the Biden administration, as they would put it?
Hey, Dominic, you know, believe it or not, I have an opinion on this. I'm one of the elderly.
Yeah.
I'm on Medicare, right? Mm-hmm. So I just, for the life of me, man, I've never understood why people would, and the people themselves really aren't voting against it themselves because they don't get an opportunity. They don't have independent thought, because independent thought tells you that if, and as a person who takes prescription medication, you know, I would, anything that you can do to lower the price of that means more money in my pocket for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, but many people, they're caught up in this. I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative. And so I'm going to go along with whatever they say. And it's heartbreaking. Man, look at what Joe Biden was able to do with insulin, man. The cost of insulin that people could not even afford. The cost of, what is it, man, when you, people have inhalers. The inhalers that, I had no idea those things were costing $700 a pop. Man, come on. Why should it cost that much, man?
Oh, Earl, the American people, it's the American way. It's
because the American people give those pharmaceutical companies the money to do the research and create the medications. Why is it cheaper overseas, Dominic, than it is on the American people?
Well, because they have the pharmaceuticals, have the politicians in their pocket, like Tom Tiffany, who would be more than happy to gaslight their own folks in order to continue, I guess, getting the donations. Now, you want to talk about, you know, the money and the budget and those kinds of things. You know, if you're going to, wouldn't it be logical to absolutely negotiate for these things and lower the price? I mean, the reason it happens early, and what better a captive audience than someone who needs your product or they'll die. I mean, if you can't raise prices in that instance, man, then what are you doing? You're not even taking advantage of the situation. So yeah, and it's obscene, right? And now what? We're gonna pull that cap back. You're gonna pull that cap back, a $35 a month on insulin, and hell, bring it, why have any cap on it? You know why not? Why not have surge pricing? You know, if you need insulin really bad, you'll pay for it. And if you don't, you'll pay for it with your life, Earl.
Well, Dominic, it should be criminal. It should absolutely. And the fact that they're not doing it in the dark, they're doing it in broad daylight, Dominic. Right? I mean, come on, man. I mean, if you're doing something clandestinely, and I don't know about it, I can't get angry, but you're doing it right before my face. That's the part of it. And I think some of the people just, they really don't get it. You know, they're caught up in this. I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. And they don't understand. Well, you're really not, Dominic, because you don't have enough money to be a Republican.
That's right. The concluding paragraph by Josh Israel at the Wisconsin Independent. The 2022 laws investments in the IRS modernization were expected to bring in $203 billion in additional unpaid revenue by 2031. More than making up for the $78 billion it costs for them to do so. Hey, that's math, Republicans. Maybe you should learn it. Come back with us. Your call is 855-752-4842.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin-based Kohl's is set to close some of its stores, with 27 underperforming locations impacted by the decision. The closures are scheduled to happen in April. None of the affected stores are located in Wisconsin or Minnesota. A central Wisconsin man has been arrested after killing three people last week. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The Juneau County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that they have taken triple homicide suspect Virgil Thew into custody. Thew is accused of killing 33-year-old Elizabeth Colba, as well as a 13-year-old girl and a 12-year-old girl in his care. In a post just before 1 p.m. on Thursday, the sheriff's office posted that Thew was arrested in Elroy and that the public is not in danger. The FBI and U.S. Marshals helped in the search. New Lisbon police said that they received 172 tips as of Wednesday on Thew's whereabouts.
Thew is accused of killing the woman and two girls last Monday. Health officials in Wisconsin say a new strain might be the cause behind an unusually high number of norovirus cases this winter. According to the DHS, the outbreaks are normal during this time of year as people tend to gather inside, contributing to the spread of the highly contagious virus. But this year, there have been over 100 outbreaks across the state. Experts believe that the increase is due to a new strain of the norovirus that most residents haven't built up an immunity to. Norovirus causes vomiting and diarrhea and is sometimes called the stomach flu. Fire Chief Mike Stanley is leaving Oshkosh and is moving back to Colorado, where he will be the new deputy fire chief in Greeley. Stanley has been the fire chief in Oshkosh since 2018. Oshkosh Interim City Manager John Fitzpatrick says moving to Greeley will allow Stanley to help several of his family members in the state. Stanley's last day as Oshkosh fire chief is January 29th. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. One of the celebrities forced to evacuate their home was actress Jamie Lee Curtis. The Associated Press reports that the last showgirl actress has pledged $1 million to start a fund to help those in Southern California affected by the fires. Celebrities who have actually lost their homes include Mandy Moore and Billy Crystal. The historic Will Rogers home in Will Rogers State Park have also been lost. Nikki Glaser says she was paid handsomely to host the Golden Globes last weekend, but she also told Howard Stern that she was paid less than her male counterparts who had previously hosted. 2023 host Jared Carmichael said in his monologue that he received $500,000. Glaser said she would have hosted for free to prove herself and is hoping to make more next time. Nikki Glaser was the first woman to host the Golden Globes solo. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and cloudy tonight, low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, high upper 20s. An inch or two of snow into Sunday. Snow tapering by afternoon, a high around 30. Colder for Monday and Tuesday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will look back on the weekend news happenings and also review the Packers game and what lies ahead, if anything. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me today. You can check out his fine program Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. As always, Jess P.S. running the board, running the tunes, making it all happen. Thank you, Jess. Folks, we'll get to your calls in just a moment. Some of the text, Earl. Love this. And in Madison, healthcare insurance in the U.S. is kind of your money or your life. Until your care becomes too expensive, then it amounts to your money and your life. Should be called wealth care insurance.
That's what my mom calls it.
Wealth care insurance. Thank you, Len. Appreciate that comment. Mark from the SAC, you are first on the lines today. Welcome. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Yes, thanks so much. And I had to double check my facts here that I had the wrong group down that Jensen is lobbying for now. But Scott Jensen, in 2002, he got caught in the caucus scandal.
Yes.
He was found guilty of three felonies and one misdemeanor, it looks like. And then he appealed, and they got a new trial, but they moved the trial to Waukesha County.
Yep.
He got a plea deal, and the felony charges were dropped.
Yes.
In exchange for he pled no contest to the misdemeanor charge and served no jail time. So now he works in the private sector with the Alliance for School Choice and Chartwell Strategic Advisors. Now I wonder how many dollars that the Alliance for School Choice or Chartwell Strategic Advisors have kicked into little Mr. Schimmel's campaigns over the years.
Oh, great point. Correct me if I'm wrong, if you have a felony, you can't be in the lobbying game, is my understanding.
You can't be a lobbyist, and the whole sweetheart thing of that, you can't tell me that. I mean, Schimmel should have recused himself from that case because this is a fellow Republican that was, you know, that and guaranteeing this guy, you know, the getting on a sweetheart deal so the guy can go back to being a highly paid lobbyist for whatever it is. It is just disgusting that this guy is still out there in the political.
And wasn't Chuck Quala, the Democrat, right? He's on the Democratic side. He was charged and convicted. That did a little jail time, didn't he?
I think he did jail time, and he can't work as a lobbyist because he was found guilty of a felony.
Well, you just got to get better friends, I guess, Mark. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Earl, I know we're going to get to the president-elect. Perhaps we'll put that off a little bit more yet. The fires, man. What a devastating scene. It is stunning to look at the videos and the drone coverage and the news coverage of what's going on in Los Angeles right now. And it is also just as stunning, maybe I should not be stunned, to hear the way the MAGAs and the Republicans are lining up and loading up and lambasting their political rivals in this case. The fires are still burning, and they're calling for a Newsom's head. You know, they call him,
Newsom.
Newsom. There we go. That's what Donald Trump calls him, Newsom. Mm-hmm. This is the world we live in now. So anytime, if anyone ever gets mad because of something you say or something you did, or, you know, just tell them to F off, because this is the new world, man. You have a Donald Trump calling the governor of California a scumbag, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. I'm paraphrasing, but doing that, this is the world. So if you're going to dish it out, you're going to have to learn to take it. And if I could be the one to deliver it, I would be so happy to do so. But the way that they're reacting to it, and again, the fires are still burning, people are dying, and some of the reactions, MSNBC here, there's a quote. In a Fox Business interview today, Rep. Warren Davidson of Ohio said disaster relief should be contingent on policy changes in California. Quote, if they want the money, then there should be consequences where they have to change their policies. He said, baselessly claiming the state officials have embraced policies that are making the problem bad to worse. Now, what I haven't heard from the Republican side, other than blaming Democrats living in a Democrat state, is talk about, you know, the climate ignorant party about big oil. What have you heard any Republican to talk about that 2024 was the hottest on record?
Yes.
Have you heard any Republicans talk about that? Any part of the conversation whatsoever? Talk about any policy changes that we're going to do here in this country under Donald Trump besides drill, baby, drill, because that's going to make it better?
You know, Dominic, it's not funny anymore. People are dying. What's happening in Florida, over 50 billion, $70 billion, over 10,000, 12,000 homes burnt down. Jimmy Carter is about to be laid to rest. A great human being. The contrast couldn't be more stark than with the guy who's coming in. Could you see Jimmy Carter saying the things Donald Trump? Furthermore, what went on in North Carolina last summer with those hurricanes and people feeling compassion? I didn't hear any Democrat blaming it on a Republican governor.
No, nope.
Okay. In Florida, when all the hurricanes hit, I didn't hear one Democrat blaming it on DeSantis. Why all these Republicans? See, people, I'm sorry, Dominic. People have been saying to me, Earl, you've got to understand, you know, we can't any longer be split in this nation like we are. And so people are telling me, the Republicans won. You know, we've got to come together. Man, you can never come together with people who don't understand that when people are hurting the way those people are in California, Dominic, fellow Americans, fellow countrymen, you band together and you do what you can to help them because those people had nothing to do with it. It could have been any of us.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not the way they see it. It's us against them.
And if we want the unity, then we got to go on their side. I'm down for unity. How about you come over here? You know what I'm saying? How about you come over here? Well, we want a mandate. Well, 49.9% is no mandate. My responsibility is to get the folks that haven't voted yet. Maybe we drag them into this conversation as well. Because I'm not going to continue fighting and acquiesce to asinine policies and hateful rhetoric. You know what I'm saying? That's not something I want to be part of. Not that. You know, these people are hurting right now. And you talk about these policy changes. You know, you got a Republican saying we're going to withhold this until there's policy changes. You know what? When these hurricanes hit Florida, you know what they do every time? They rebuild.
Yes.
Where's the policy change? So you know what? Once the hurricane goes through, we're not rebuilding anymore. You can't go rebuild there. And if you do, you're not getting any FEMA money. It's not happening. This has happened too many times. How is that a policy change? I haven't heard any Republican say the next time Fort Myers gets hit by a hurricane, next time Sarasota gets whacked, next time Miami gets hit, next time North Carolina gets hit, we're just not going to rebuild it. You're on your own. I've never heard that. I did hear during the North Carolina, I did hear Trump and the MAGAs accuse Joe Biden of not providing money to Republican counties. As you mentioned, man, these are people, the Republicans and Democrats. Man, Mel Gibson is not a bleeding heart liberal. His house burned down when he was talking to Joe Rogan. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this has nothing to do with the ideological or political leanings of the people and their homes, man. This is us as a country. When you want to unite, we unite around. What did we do? They gave North Carolina extra time to go vote, for crying out loud. You know what I mean? That's what happens. You make exceptions. You put the money in. You invest the money. You gather the resources and you do what you're supposed to do. You do what's right for your fellow citizens. That's the American way. Not these people, Warren Davidson of Ohio, saying he's going to hold back money if they don't change policies. What has that got to do with it, man? Oh, too much DEI, Earl. It's all the wokeness. That's what burned it all down.
Well, that's, you know, I talked about that this morning. You know, to say this had everything to do with DEI. I mean, Dominic, you sometimes wish you could ease your fingers through the through the phone. And you know, because these people who claim to be Americans, Dominic, who are your countrymen, whether they like it or not, we all live in the same nation. It's one nation. You should want for your brother what you want for yourself, right?
Yes.
So all Americans should should, the value of their lives should be equal. And I shouldn't feel as if because you're a Democrat and I'm a Republican, you're a Democrat, you're a scum. But that's the way they see it. And Dominic, from the president now.
Yeah.
On down. You know, I said, and I'll say it, I said it this morning, and I'll say it again. Dominic, I don't know how you can possibly support wrong. I don't ever support wrong. I don't care if it's my sons, if it's my brothers, my sisters. My parents raised me to do right, to support right.
But what if it makes you a lot of money? Would you do it then?
Man, I don't care. Hey, man. Hey, what does that matter? Here we have a man who's wrong. Donald Trump, he supports wrong. That's who he is. Everybody knows it. And yet, when did we come to a point in this nation that we're going to support wrong over right in the open? And that's what's happened. So Republicans can line up in front of cameras and say, we're not going to give them the money. Man, what are you talking about, man? $29 billion a year is all that they get with FEMA. Donald Trump came up and said this morning, well, Joe Biden has already spent all the money. Well, it's a new year, Trump. I mean, man, you don't even understand that. And you're the next president? Come on, man. It angers me that you can see these people and what they're going through no fault of their own. Okay. And we should be doing all that we can. If you pray for them. If you got a couple extra nickels, they're going to need a lot of things. Dominic, I don't know how you can rebuild 15,000 structures. How long does that take?
Right.
They have to clear the land. They have to clear this. They have to clear that. How many? It may take a decade or more to get back to where they were.
Well, and let alone the buildings, but, you know, what kind of damage has the infrastructure, you know, sustained?
Oh,
I mean,
oh.
it's going to be a lot. And I've seen some numbers. I'm verified. You know, obviously, $50 billion was the first one. That was like a day or two ago. I've seen numbers as high as $150 billion. I haven't dug into them. Who knows? We'll see what happens when it's all said and done. It's still going on. But, you know, the bodies aren't even cold yet, Earl, and the Republicans are out there at the same time talking about, well, we should, you know, unite behind Donald Trump. He has a mandate, and you guys got to come over on our side. Then turning around and blaming Gavin Newsom and the mayor of Los Angeles and whoever else, whatever liberal they deem at fault for this. Donald Trump, back in September, again, according to the MSNBC article I referenced earlier, in September, he floated the possibility of denying wildfire aid to California as president, unless the state's governor, Newsom, acquiesced to his policy demands. He said if Newsom doesn't come to heel, quote, we won't give him money to put out all his fires. And if we don't give him the money to put out his fires, he's got problems. That was an explicit threat from Donald Trump to Gavin Newsom and the citizens of California. And a lot of those folks, there's a lot of Republicans in California. California is like the fifth largest economy in the world. I'm pretty sure that if that kind of pissing contest comes out, maybe they just kind of withhold some of the money they send to D.C. and pay for it themselves. You know what I'm saying? Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Earl Ingram joining me today. I'm a little fired up on this too, man. People are hurting. People are dying. The Southern California is burning to the ground. And you folks can't even stop long enough to stop pissing on the ashes. Come back with us, 8752-4842.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Matt and Air on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Happy Earl Ingram joining me today, his fine show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Thank you, Earl. Just PS is on the board. So you folks chiming in on the lines and the text line, 855-75-CIVIC. We will get to you shortly. A little bit from CNN, and this is some updated news reporting talking about the fires in Los Angeles, characterized as a perfect storm event, in which hurricane force gusts of up to 100 miles an hour prevented them from deploying crucial aircraft that could have dropped water and fire retardant on the drought ravaged neighborhoods early on. Earl, I heard they hadn't had rain down there in like 8 months. And
right.
I mean, Southern California, love the weather. You know, it's always sunny in Southern California, right? Then sometimes it rains. And this was this, obviously, as some are saying, the what's the term here? Just a perfect storm. So a little bit of the news here. Dry fire hydrants. Well, that sounds terrible, right? Well, where's all the water? We lost most of the hydrant pressure, one firefighter said about 2:45 a.m. as he requested help refilling fire engines. Got dry hydrants, said another. Now, experts told CNN even fully functioning hydrants would not have been enough to battle the fires of the magnitude of those that raged this week, particularly when air resources such as helicopters and fixed-wing aircrafts were grounded due to the wind. I don't know a water system in the world that is prepared for this type of event, said Greg Pierce, a water resource expert at UCLA. Well, you know, those intellectuals, can't trust them. Still, a fully functioning hydrant, fully operational hydrants, could have helped minimize some of the damage, saving a house here or snuffing out embers there. In the Pacific Palisades was at the far end of the municipal water system and experiences reduced water flow due to decreasing pipe sizes extending from the main line. The dry hydrants were due to an unprecedented demand placed on a system that was not designed for fighting wildfires, said the chief executive officer and chief engineer of the Los Angeles Fire Department. Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. Don't know a water system in the world that would have prepared for this. You know, it's one thing, as they mentioned, you know, the lines get smaller as you get farther away from the main line, right? Pressure becomes the issue. And if everybody, Earl, has the tap on, you know, the pressure goes way, way down. Very, very concerning, certainly. But never losing an opportunity, the Republicans, to politicize this issue, politicize this tragedy, a perfect storm, a once-in-a-lifetime event. And again, the place is burning to the ground, and they're almost gleeful about it. 855-752-4842. Couple of the texters. Monica from Mount Horeb says, "My supervisor says not to come to her with complaints unless we're prepared to offer a solution. Newsom and others need to start pushing back when criticized and ask for their solution. Is it going to be like Trump wanting to do away with the Affordable Care Act but having no replacement? If they don't have solutions, they need to be told to zip it." That's a fair point. If you're going to criticize, come with suggestions. Uncle Tony from Columbus says, if Republicans would support tax increases to pay for climate change mitigation and infrastructure instead of advocating for perpetual tax cuts to the point where there's no money left to completely competently manage the country or states, the citizens of the country would be much better off. You know, they're talking about repealing some of these, the green energy efforts, Earl, in the face of the hottest year on record. And, you know, one of the largest cities in the country experiencing a tragic, perfect storm.
You know, Dominic, it is so unbelievable. I don't know. You almost don't refer to these people as humans, because I don't know what kind of people can look and see this on television. And the first thing that comes to your mind is blaming somebody. You know, I don't get that, man. I really, for the life of me, I don't get that. And as you stated, you know, to say that, well, if the mayor wouldn't have cut $17 million from the fire department, hey, even if they had $17 million more worth of fire equipment and firefighters, they couldn't have stopped what came.
Right.
Dominic, it was 100-mile-an-hour wind.
You could have a 17, you know, tons of 17 planes worth $1 million each. If they can't get off the ground, does it do you any good?
They don't even think, Dominic.
No.
They just respond without thinking. Man, you know, pretty soon this is going to come to an end. It will end. And then maybe, I don't know if people can even comprehend the magnitude of the amount of land, Dominic, that we're talking about here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
It's a lot. It's a lot. Let's get to, oh, we're running out of time? Oh, damn. All right. Callers, be patient. We will get you on the other side talking about the perfect storm of fires in Los Angeles raging and the raging going on at the Megas. Oh, they can't wait to blame somebody. It's all about those DEI. I mean, it's all DEI, man. I mean, if it gets like 30 below tonight, it's going to be because of DEI. I mean, next hour, we'll continue this conversation with your calls. And, of course, we will address and talk about the sentencing of the president-elect, the first president-elect felon. And let's not forget.
That rolls off your tongue.
This is the Dom Salvia Show. Earl Ingram joining me for another hour, and Jess P.S. on the board. Also in the next hour, tell us something good. It's Friday.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me as we learn from the leaders of the village of Ashwaubenon. Boy, they got it going on.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fire crews in Los Angeles still trying to gain ground battling wildfires. The Eaton Fire is just 3% contained. Officials say the blaze destroyed more than 7,000 structures. L.A. County Assistant Sheriff Myron Johnson says they're stepping up patrols due to recent looting and have set a curfew from 6 p. to 6 a.
This curfew will be strictly enforced and is being taken to enhance public safety, protect property, and prevent looting in areas where residents have been evacuated.
At least 10 deaths are blamed on the Eaton and Palisades fires. TikTok users waiting to see what the Supreme Court will decide after hearing arguments today. The China-owned parent company faces a ban if it does not sell by January 19th. Federal prosecutors say the company poses a national security risk. Nicolas Maduro was sworn into office for another term as Venezuela's president today. His election faces opposition backed by the U.S. International groups question the validity of the election results. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale.